We often talk about RNIB's Talking Book service. It's free of charge to people with sight loss, and there is a huge amount, tens of thousands of books you can choose from. Then there's all sorts of ways of getting it in accessible formats. There's large print, braille, audio, on apps, on your PC or your laptop. But what about if you are a student? Is there a way to get specific information, and are there different ways, as with Talking Books, as getting these in your preferred format? Well, there is. RNIB Bookshare is available, and also the company Dolphin have their EasyReader app, which is also compatible with RNIB's Bookshare. Now, to talk first about the books themselves, we've got Stacey Rowe from RNIB.
Hi there.
Stacey, thank you very much for joining us. So are there any particular age groups for that?
RNIB Bookshare is available to anybody studying in education. So that can be from nursery level to further and higher education level.
And in terms of the books themselves, what size is the library?
It's growing quite rapidly. So we just crossed the 192,000 book mark.
Bookmark was a good one, I like that. that's a huge amount of books, but I suppose when you consider the amount of textbooks for education that are out there, is it a drop in the ocean or is it a sizable chunk?
It's a drop in the ocean, but in a way it is a sizable chunk. We started with 100 books, so we're pretty pleased to be offering 192,000. And as I say, that collection's growing every day, and we work a lot with publishers to provide those books to us. So we can expect to see a lot more in the coming months.
Textbooks, I imagine, perhaps change some more rapidly than others. So there has to be a real important connection with the publishers themselves. Have they been very open to getting involved?
Publishers are genuinely really open to getting involved, and we work with a lot of them on what we call an automatic feed, so that as soon as a new title comes up, it goes live in their world, if you like, on sale. And it comes straight into the RNIB Bookshare collection for our users.
So in terms of books, you say it's for all ages, anyone who's really studying. One of the big problems that I know a lot of blind and partially sighted people have when it comes to study, or other books as well, I suppose, is things like graphics, things like mathematical notation and so on. Is that taken into consideration for those who perhaps want maybe a braille publication?
So there's a couple of options. So we do have a growing collection of described images. So I think there's around 3,000 in there at the moment. In terms of accessing Braille, one of the features of RNIB Bookshare, you can access publications as PDF. Another way is you can also access them as EPUBs. So the ones that are available as EPUBs can be downloaded in a variety of different formats, including DAISY audio, DAISY text. They can be opened directly in Microsoft Word, and they can also be opened as a .brf file, a Braille ready file, which means that they can be read on a Braille display or indeed Brailled out through an embosser machine.
It sounds like you've covered all the bases there.
We try to.
In terms of getting the books then, is that down to the school, college, university, whatever, or is it all down to the student?
So both staff members and students can sign up. A student needs to sign up through their educational establishment, so be it their school or their college or the university, and staff can then add their learners. We see it where we have a lot of staff who download on behalf of their students, but we also have a lot of students, around 13,000 students now, many of whom access it independently. So there's the best of both worlds there.
Is there a charge for the service?
No, it's one of the few things in life that is absolutely free.
Fantastic, great news. Now, as Stacey mentioned, there's all sorts of ways to receive your publications for RNIB Bookshare. One of those is via Dolphin's EasyReader. Now, to tell us more about that, from Dolphin we have Steve Bennett. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Nice to be here.
Tell me first of all then, Dolphin is a company which provides technological solutions for visually impaired people. So tell me about EasyReader.
Okay, so it's an app for Android or for iOS. It was specifically designed to work with the Access technology on the device, or you could, in fact, make the text larger. Well, you've got the price point. It's free.
All good, all good.
Yeah, so it's available in the store. And as a user, if you have an RNIB account for Bookshare, then you can view the books. As a student, you can view them in your reading list, and as a teacher, you can assign them to a particular learner. We're really pleased with the growth of the software.
Now, RNIB Bookshare is available on the Easy Reader. Are there other publications that people can access as well?
There are. So there's some free stuff at Gutenberg and EPUB, but that tends to be out of copyright EPUB books. But people will notice there's something like 25 libraries in there. But for the UK, then it's RNIB Bookshare is the option. So the other libraries would be Canada, America, Germany, France, Sweden, etc., where you'd have to be a member of that country's library in a similar way to the way that RNIB Bookshare is working.
Okay, so in terms of the development of Easy Reader, has it been around for long? What sort of work's gone into creating it?
Well, there was this famous meeting at Dolphin, and when we were about 29 years in business, we decided we needed to give something back. So we said we'd make an app. And with hindsight, it's also been a great way to make branding for the company. So it took us a little bit longer than we'd hoped. So we were actually 31 years old by the time we finished it. But yeah, it's a free app. I just want to make it clear, it will always be a free app for people.
In terms of using Easy Reader, then, is it quite straightforward?
I hope so. I don't know if people are familiar with the Audible app, which I love. And I like that flow where you're in the library, you can see the books, pick the book you want, you download it, the download turns into a play button, and then you're off and running. And it blatantly copied what's there, because that just seemed to work really nicely. That's the flow of gathering and playing a book. And then, of course, you have the choice to use the platform voice to play it, and there's a play stop or enlarge the text. Or if you're a voiceover or the talkback reader for Android, then you can use that either with the voice or with the voice and the braille display as well. So people can get the choice. We noticed that most of the users using the iOS version have all got voiceover on.
Stacey, we've talked about the different ways of accessing RNIB Bookshare and the Dolphin app. You know, it is there, it's free, it's easy to use. Do you think that will become probably one of the bigger ways that people sort of take in the literature, or do you think there's still room for Braille and so on there as well?
Well, I don't think one necessarily negates the other. Actually, earlier in this week, I was having a tremendous time playing with the Easy Reader app on my iPhone, coupled with a Braille display. So I think that what an app like Easy Reader allows us to do is to really take RNIB Bookshare into the classroom, because on an iPhone or an iPad or one of your chosen Android devices, you can actually have it in your desk. You can put it in your pocket, you can take it home. It's a lot easier to carry around than a PC.
Really important point there, Steve, isn't it? You know, when you think of students or university students, the amount of books they have to carry around, it's all there on the app and can be in your pocket.
Gosh, it's an excellent point. These devices, they seem to carry so much information. What we're hoping with Easy Reader is, if there are other libraries, so I forgot to mention RNIB Overdrive, which is also on there. So what we're trying to do is, you don't have to have two different apps or three different apps. You can look at different libraries within the same app, store the books in the same location. So yes, it's been at the very forefront of our thinking, is it must be accessible before it goes out. And hopefully, with some of the help from the RNIB as well, that's true now, and it always will be.
Stacey, first of all, if people would like to learn more about RNIB Bookshare, what's the best way to do that?
People are welcome to visit www.rnibbookshare.org or email bookshare@rnib.org.uk.
And Steve, for the Dolphin Easy Reader, where can people get more information?
Come to the Dolphin website, which is yourdolphin.com/easyreader. But if you want to give it a try, again, it's free. It's in the Play Store or the App Store. You know, you need to put in Dolphin Easy Reader and it will pop up. And you have to open a Dolphin account, or you can use your Google account if you wish as well. But it's not as if there's a cost to that. So, and then you can get on play and put your passwords and username for your library and get on.
And don't forget, if you want to learn more about RNIB's services, including RNIB Bookshare, then you can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, best of luck with the app, Steve, and to Stacey for RNIB Bookshare. And thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
A pleasure.
Thank you.